Hey,
my name is A, M, A to the R, U, A. Welcome to the Amaru Podcast. Woo! Oh, I'm so excited for this episode this week. My name is Amaru Kung and I am your host. So last week, I started talking about how I uncovered that I was being super, super cruel to myself. And I promised to come back and talk to you and share with you some tools that I have found to be super helpful for cultivating self-kindness. So I'm going to share with you today three steps that also double as tools that you can use for yourself when you start to notice that you are being unkind to yourself. Step number one is one way to recognize self-unkindness and therefore be able to change that is by paying attention to the inner thoughts that you're having about yourself to yourself. So what that looks like is, for example, I just played a gig on Friday, and one way that I could recognize self-cruelty to myself is if I stepped off that stage and right away started thinking, oh man, that was a flop. Oh, you did not deliver. That was terrible. You're untalented. Maybe you should give up this whole thing. Look, you know what I mean? Insert any other things you can think of. But basically, the thoughts that I am saying, the things that I am saying to myself about myself in my mind, that is one way that I can recognize that I am being cruel to myself. And a step further, so it's not just the things that I'm saying to myself, by myself, in my mind, about myself. It's also, are those things that I'm saying to myself, about myself, are they kind? And a really, really great way to recognize whether or not those things that I'm saying to myself about myself are kind is to swap the picture on the wall that right now is my picture in my mind to one of somebody I absolutely love. So somebody that I would want no harm ever to come upon that person. Once I flip that picture on the wall and hear myself say those words that I'm saying in the moment, to myself, when I hear myself and redirect those words towards that person, kind of flipping the position, so now they're in the position that I'm in and I'm saying those things to them, do I find those things kind? Like, are those things that I would want to say to that person? And hey, this is not just anybody. This is like the one person under the face of the sun whom you would want no evil, no cruelty, no harm ever to come upon this person. I am so excited about this tool because this tool, to be honest, is changing my life. Like, every time I catch myself starting, and it's a thing about like the thoughts, self-cruelty, it's something that unfortunately did not, if you are cruel to yourself to any degree at all, unfortunately, that's something that did not just happen overnight. Most likely, that's something that you have built over time. It's become muscle memory in your mind, the way that you talk to yourself. Because research shows it, we actually talk to ourselves the most. Like we are the voice that we hear the most. We are, like, our own voice is the voice that we hear the most. So if that voice somehow along the way has become cruel, the reality is that most times we're not conscious enough. And so if we don't stop to start to recognize, like, wait a minute, but what is it that I'm actually saying to myself about myself in situations? What am I saying to myself? And then flipping and saying, wait, What if I was saying these exact same things to this person I absolutely adore? Like, would that sit right with me? And if that does not sit right with you, that is a great, 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 great place to start, because that beautifully leads us into step number two, which is start to cultivate language in your mind towards yourself that is in line with the way that you would like to speak to the person you absolutely adore, whom you love, whom you cherish, upon whom you would desire that no harm, no wrong, no evil ever, ever, ever comes. Like the person whom you would guard with your entire life to keep safe. And this is such a great thing for me, especially now after I have my son, because it's crazy. I've loved before, but honestly, just the way I love this human being, like the way I love my sunshine in my heart when I reflect, it's insane. It's incredible. And it's been such a great piece of arsenal that now I have, a great tool that now I can use for many moments in my life when I start to catch myself shrink. When I start to catch myself being cruel to myself, often I put sunshine in that picture and I think to myself, like, how would I frame this for him? You know, if sunshine had just given his best shot at insert whatever it is I've just done, a piece of design, a performance, a proposal, a speech, a presentation, a creation, an app. What would I say to my sunshine? You know, would I say, "Ah, oh, babe, yeah, that really, really sucked. You know, hey, that really sucked. You're terrible. Like, what a waste of time. You just wasted a lot of people's time. You know what? You need to go to your room and just like keep working on that. Don't sleep. Nah, not good enough. Give it another shot. Like, what are you doing? Like, burn yourself dry. Not good. Hide. Don't show your face. Don't even tell anybody what you're doing, because it's clearly gonna suck. Like, don't invite anybody else to your next gig, because like, what was that? Get your acting out. Oh my God. Never. Oh my God. No, I would never, ever, ever want to talk to my sunshine like that. Oh my God. I would never, ever. I would want to say, "Hey, baby, oh, you beautiful, gorgeous, brilliant, talented, incredible, incredible, incredible baby. You, my baby, you did that? What? You did that? Baby, did you build that? Baby, did you? Oh my gosh, baby, you tried that? Oh, wow. I'm so proud of you. You're amazing. You're brilliant. You are so talented, my love. Your heart, it's in the right place. Oh, baby, that's amazing. Oh, wait, it did not go the way you hoped? Hey, come here. Let mama hug you. Come on. Let mama give you a kiss. Come here, baby. I love you. I love you so much. You did amazing. I'm so proud of you. And boy, like, you'll get better. Come on. You're starting at such a great spot. Like, think about all of the obstacles you had to get past just to get to this point. Honey pie, you should be so proud of yourself. I'm celebrating you right now. Guess what? Oh, that did not go as well as you wanted. Okay, babe. Okay, what can we do? How can I support you, baby? Would you like some tools on that? Would you want to take some classes and improve your guitaring? Okay, baby, let's arrange that. Okay. Oh no, so we don't have enough money, but like, can we watch this video? Can we carve out time? Honey, the fact that you messed up that note, that doesn't mean you're not talented, babe. Do you still want to play guitar? Hey, okay, so if you still want to play guitar, hey, babe, how about we just schedule more time for practice? Because you're clearly, like, if you have the heart for it, if you desire to do that, I believe that you have the capability to execute it. So, hey, let's explore. How do we support you? be able to just shine in that part of your life. Should we get you a coach? Yeah, would you like that? Okay, babe, let's arrange it. Would virtual be better? Like, I mean, the list can go on, but like, if it was that Sunshine sucked at something, like in the sense of like objectively speaking, like he tried to sing and every note was flat, I would be like, okay, let's get you a vocal coach. Let's work on that. You know, that's a technique you can learn, baby. Don't put your head in the ground. Don't hide and never do that again. Does your heart still beat for it? Do you really want to be a singer, baby? Okay, my love, let's explore. How can we support your instrument? How can we support your voice be its absolute best? For example. Or did you apply for that thing and not get it? Okay, you know what? Many times people apply for things, they don't get them. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with them. Maybe there was just limited spots. Maybe, let's look at the application again. Could it have been better? Okay, how do we learn from this application to make the next one better? Do we still want to get that thing? Do we still want that funding? Do we still want that opportunity? Okay, what are other places we can look? Because you know what, my baby? You deserve it. You deserve all of the opportunities under the sun. You are worthy, my love. And so, I mean, I could go on for days, but throw anything at me. If Sunshine were in the position that any of the positions I often find myself in, and I had the task to speak to him, the way that I would want to talk to him is definitely not in the way that I often talk to myself. And so having my baby has been such a gift. And this doesn't have to be the same for you. That could be a relative. That could be your parent. That could be a sibling. That could be your partner. That could be anything. That could be somebody you met. That could be somebody you've never met before, but somebody you admire from afar. How would you speak to them if the tables were turned? How would you want to speak to them? What is your ideal? You know? Because I think it's important to stick to the ideals, because in all honesty, even in the way I relate with my son, I'm still growing. You know, I'm not hitting all the marks for the way that I want to, for the kind of mom I want to be for him. But when I look to the ideals, that is such a great starting point for me for how, not just for how I treat myself, but also how I want to treat him and the mark I keep working towards in the way that I interact with my son. And so as we hold those bars up for other people, I want to challenge us to look back at what bars are we setting for the way we want to treat other people, and specifically the people we value the most. How can we set similar bars for ourselves? How can we stop lowballing in the way that we show up for ourselves? Hey, I really, really hope you try this. I really, really hope you try this, because this is proving to be such a game changer for me. Okay. So step number one is we've identified how are we talking to ourselves, and we've been able to filter whether or not it is cruel or it is kind based on swapping that face, you know? How would I talk to my sunshine? Okay, I wouldn't talk to him like that. So, hey, I should start to practice. And that was step number two. I should start to practice how to talk to myself like I was talking to my sunshine. And that's just a way of like leveling up, you know, like raising our standards for the way that we show up for ourselves. And then step number three, and the final tool I want to share with you today, is one way that I've found to be super helpful in growing in self-kindness has been to apply step number one and two to the way that I talk about myself to other people. Hey, this one's a really, really, really big one. It's a really, really big one. Anyone that's in my close circle of friends knows how quick I am to correct them when I hear them saying things like, ah, oh, why am I so stupid? Or, ah, oh, man, like, you know, like just self-degrading statements that they make about themselves, like in passing, you know, just like, oh man, I was so dumb. I did da 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 da. I'm always like, wait a minute. No, no, no. You made an unwise decision. You made, like, I'm always so quick to be like, oh, wait a minute. No, you're not dumb. No, no, you're not, babe, you're not stupid. And in that same measure, in that same way, I'm really being challenged in this season of my life to catch the way I'm talking to myself. And this is work I've been doing for a while, but like the way I'm talking about myself to other people. So it's one thing to change the way we talk to ourselves, but when we have to represent ourselves to other people, what is it that we're saying? Are we honoring ourselves? Are we being our own cheerleaders? Are we being our own allies in the way that we communicate events in our lives, the way we communicate actions that we took, decisions we made to other people? Whether, and specifically when those decisions and those actions were not the greatest, what language do we use to communicate those to other people in our lives? I think, my friends, like my loves, I think that is such a great opportunity for us to really, really, really not just internally grow in our self-love, but externally to really grow in our profession, like the way we profess, the way we express externally our love and our kindness to ourselves. What are we saying about ourselves? Like, you know, are we ill gossiping it's to other people about ourselves? Like, are we putting ourselves down in our language? And if we are, that's so tragic. That's so sad. That is so sad. Because if we are the voice that we hear the most in our lives, which a lot of research and data point towards, like if we are the voice that, oh my goodness, if we are the voice that speaks the most about ourselves to ourselves, and maybe even also the voice that speaks the most about ourselves, period, to other people, and that voice is actually negative, that voice is aggressive, that voice is cruel, that voice is hateful. Tell me, how on earth are we supposed to rise into being the people that we are called and meant to be? How on earth are we supposed to thrive in our calling and living out our purpose if all we ever do is just hate on ourselves in the way that we talk, not only to ourselves, but also about ourselves? How on earth are we going to trust ourselves to walk out our calling if we ourselves are our worst enemy? And so, my dear loves, I want to challenge you today with every single bone, vein, and heartbeat in my body. I want to challenge you to start to catch the cruelty against yourself. Start to catch that and start to change that and transform that into kindness. I've shared with you 3 tools today. I would like to encourage you to try these tools out and let me know. What's working for you? What's not working for you? Where are you still facing challenges in exercising kindness to yourself? What are some tools you found to work for yourself? As always, I love to hear from you over on my Instagram, which is tagged in the description of this podcast episode. I really would love to hear from you. And I really hope and desire that you grow in love, like radical kindness towards yourself. Because I know, if you can love yourself unconditionally, if you can be radically kind to yourself, oh my goodness, then we're going to receive so much more kindness, patience, grace, and love from you. Hey, I love you. I believe in your dreams. I'm in your corner. I'm cheering you on. And I hope that you can join me in this space of being kind and loving and supportive to yourself. And so, if you love this conversation, If this podcast is adding any value at all to your life, I would like to ask you to take just 2 minutes out of your day. Leave me a review. Leave me a rating. Let other listeners know what they can expect when they press the play button on the Amara podcast. And that would mean so, so, so much more to me than you will ever know. Hey, until next time, with all of my heart, Amara Koo.